Welcome to the OIS Podcast, where you get candid conversations with the leaders and drivers of ophthalmic innovation. And now, here's our host, Tom Salemi.
Hi, this is Tom Salemi. Welcome back to the OIS Podcast. The healthcare world once might have been divided between biopharma and devices, but the digital health world broke up that dance several years ago. We're seeing a real surge in digital and mobile healthcare technologies that actually improve patient care. This week, we'll talk with Doug Foster, President and CEO of Digicite Technologies, a software company that integrates mobile diagnostic data into clinical practice. The company makes a vision testing app for your iPhone or your iPad that offers over a dozen tests that can guide treatment for serious vision-threatening illnesses like AMD. Digicite has presented at OIS a few times. You'll find their presentations at OIS.net. And they even got a shout-out from keynote speaker Jeff George of Alcon at our AOS in Chicago. Doug, thank you for taking a few minutes to join us today.
Thank you, Tom. Happy to be here.
Now, you, I had an interesting conversation with Mike Brownell at Gobiquity a few months ago. My God, time flies. And he's the CEO of a digital company, and he came from the device world. Likewise, you've joined Digicite from the venture capital world. You were at Longitude, formerly Pequot, doing life sciences deals. How did you come to work for Digicite?
Yeah, so I was in venture capital and at Longitude Capital as well as Pequot. A lot of my focus in the industry was on medical device companies. And what I was noticing, I think that a lot of people have been observing, is that information technology and software systems have been steadily becoming a much more important facet of a medical device, initially to help enable that medical device, but in many more cases today, actually becoming the medical device themselves. And I think that we at Digicite are a good example of that, where various tests that we incorporate into clinical practice are really software-based systems, even though they're creating standard medical device data. So this was a trend that was very personally very exciting for me, and something that I felt was going to only play a much more important role in the future of the industry. However, at a very early stage, the founders of the company, who are Dr. Mark Blumenkrantz and Dr. Daniel Planker of Stanford University, they were really two of the first people, in my mind at least, to recognize the importance of this trend and also the size of the opportunity. And they founded Digicite based on the premise. And we were talking about the potential of the company as well as the vision of the company, and we were very much of the same mind. So I joined the company a little over a year ago.
If you look at your science and medical advisory teams, that were, I think they were brought on before you came on as CEO, is that right?
That's correct. Yeah.
Can you relay how appealing medical professionals find the idea of working with this type of medical technology? As you've talked about, you as a person who looked at devices sees the value of digital technology and of mobile technology. Is it evident to most clinicians as well, the power of these devices?
Sure. Yeah. And I have to say that, excuse me, our scientific advisory board is composed of leading ophthalmologists really globally, and we're very fortunate to have such a set of minds associated with the company and helping the company along its way. And I do think that they recognize the potential of mobile. I think that most physicians recognize that using mobile platforms to distribute the delivery of care, of being able to bring tests to patients rather than relying on patients getting to the tests, offer a number of potential benefits, not only to the physician and the patient, but to the overall system. And in particular, I think provider institutions who are really focused on streamlining the delivery of care and treating patients that need treatment rather than seeing patients regardless of whether they need treatment or not, really grasp the potential of what we're doing in the space. And so I think that these are still early days for mobile health, but the provider community, the medical community, and the research communities really understand where this is going and are very supportive of what we're doing.
I understand that Digicite's going to have will have programs in other specialties, but ophthalmology is your focus right now. And I'm actually holding a Sight Book, the app on my iPhone. I got to play with it before our phone call. Tell me a bit about what Sight Book does and how it helps improve care, ophthalmic care for patients.
Sure. So SightBook is an app that works on iOS devices, so an iPhone or iPad or iPod, and it has 10 different ophthalmic tests in it, ranging from very common ones like visual acuity and Amsler grid testing to less common ones such as low light sensitivity and contrast sensitivity. And this is an app that a patient would use to test their own vision. And then the app collects that data and, with the patient's permission, will send that data to a designated provider. And when you think about Digicite, when you think about what we do, certainly the app and the tests in the app is what's most obvious to the world because it is available on the App Store and it is something that you can download yourself onto your iOS device. But a lot of the value that we offer is beneath the app and in integrating the data that's generated on your handheld into the clinical practice so that a physician or researcher can access that data in real time and use that data either for an individual patient or even for a population of patients. The reason why I think that mobile is really well suited for ophthalmology is for a couple of reasons. One is that if you think about the nature of many acute conditions in ophthalmology that lead to blindness, this is a very serious situation. It's certainly debilitating for patients, that's obvious, but it's also very expensive to treat and it's very expensive to care for patients who become blind. So there's a strong incentive to prevent patients from going blind from a payer perspective. And from a medical perspective, many of these acute conditions can be treated effectively. The treatments for many retinal conditions like age-related macular degeneration or diabetic macular edema are very effective. If you think about anti-VEGF therapies overall, these are great, great drugs. But in terms of outcomes, it makes a difference to administer these treatments in a timely fashion. The quicker you get the treatment to the patient, the better. And the more appropriately you deliver these treatments, i.e., you give it to the patients when they need it, the better outcomes can be. So the key to doing that, of course, is regular monitoring of the patients and also regular screening of the patients. And the key to conducting that process is to make it easier to monitor and screen the patients. And that's where mobile comes in. So mobile technologies are now able to, as I mentioned earlier, bring the test to the patient rather than relying on the patient getting to the test. And if you bring the test to the patient, you make it easier for the patient to test, and you make the data available for a provider to keep in touch with the patient, you're now facilitating screening and monitoring, and that data can be used to care for the patient. So that is important for ophthalmic patients. And I guess the last point I'd add to it is that patient engagement is very high for patients with these conditions. There are a number of studies that show that patients fear blindness more than fatality. And that is a good dynamic for mobile health companies because the patient really wants to engage in their own care. They want to participate in creating data so that their provider can do the best that they can in treating their condition and hopefully yield better outcomes for that patient. So we have very engaged patients, and we think that also is a wind at our back in terms of a mHealth strategy for ophthalmology.
Great. I'd like to follow up on that point, but first, let's hear this message.
The Ophthalmology Innovation Summit at ASCRS is the premier platform showcasing both public and private companies with cutting-edge surgical technologies. Applications to present are now being accepted through February 27th. Apply online at ois.net/application.
And we're back with Doug Foster, President and CEO of Digicite. You mentioned the patients are eager to use this device because of the obviously the concerns that come with blindness, but they do require tests like these, not just yours, require cell phones or tablets. Is there do patients in this population have access to these technologies, and are you able to reach a meaningful number of patients through your test because they do have access to technology, or is their lack of access a hindrance for Digicite and other mobile companies?
Yeah, we offer tests to a variety of patient populations. Some are young and some are older, and the penetration rates of smartphones are different depending primarily on that demographic. So there are some indications where the patients have their own smartphone and are ready to go. And then we have other patient populations where the penetration rate of the smartphone or a tablet is lower. And that is something where you can provide a mobile technology to them, which, as we know, that most of these mobile technologies are very easy to use. And in terms of an ability to use our tests that are on these mobile technologies, there really hasn't been any issue with the patient population and being able to learn the test and to take the test on a regular basis. And so the penetration rates of smart devices is increasing every year, and it will only become easier and easier from that regard as time passes. But right now, we think the penetration rates, and our experience has been that the penetration rates of smart devices within all our patient populations are sufficient to make good inroads and make progress as a company.
Are you developing a test for the Android operating system?
Yes, we are. We anticipate Android launching this year.
Oh, terrific. And what is it like to sell Digicite or Sightline across the U.S.? You're in a commercial launch right now, correct? What is that process like? I'm guessing you don't have people sitting in doctors' waiting rooms with briefcases filled with iPhones looking to make a sale. How does this work?
Yeah. As you mentioned earlier, we do have an app, and that is available on the App Store, and you can download that app onto your iOS device and soon to be your Android device. And so that is one form of distribution, and that's really distribution to the patient. But a lot of what we do is beneath that. And so we integrate data being generated from an app and in the future from other types of tests into the clinical practice. And that is a platform which we call Digicite Network, and that is a distribution which is direct with practices and provider institutions and entities that are performing research on various ophthalmic drugs and conditions. And that's something which is really a very traditional direct business relationship.
And I said Sightline earlier, I should have said Sightbook. How are your pharma partners, those that are they're benefiting from this technology to manage their trials? How are they? How do they work with you? Do they help provide the technology? Do they just drive people to your app and to your site? What is their involvement?
Right. There are a variety of ways that we can work with pharma companies, and we always provide the technology to the end user. And what we return to the pharma company is data, and a significant amount of data on patients. Additionally, this is a way to promote patient engagement. As we talked about earlier, patients do want to be engaged in their own care for many ophthalmic conditions that can lead to blindness. And we think that this is a great way of doing so. And so for a pharma company, it's certainly within their interest as well as in other entities' interest to have more engaged patients and to have patients who are knowledgeable about their own care. And this is a good way of achieving that. So those are really the two principal ways that we work with pharma companies.
And the selling point again for physicians, looking at your presentation, and you've presented a couple, or your company's presented a couple of times at OIS. I think Dr. Blubekrantz made one of the presentations, and I believe you made the other, and both can be found at OIS.net. Just search for Digicite. You were able to affect treatment really amazingly. I mean, you could see the at one point the line's going down, the vision is not improving, and that was detected by SiteBook, and then they were able to change treatments, and then the line started going up. That's obviously an appealing idea for physicians who want to treat these diseases. But what other selling points do you make to them to get them to use SiteBook and Digicite's products?
One of the biggest selling propositions for independent physicians is that you can now see patients that you know how patients are doing in between office visits. So today, with anti-VEGF therapies for retinal conditions, as an example, you administer the therapy in office and then ask the patient to come back either on a regular frequency, whether it's 1 month or if you're pursuing treat and extend at a decreasing frequency over time, assuming the patient's doing well. And in between those visits, the patient is effectively a black box. Unless something dramatic happens, you really don't know how the patient is doing. And so with home monitoring, for the first time, you have a window into how that patient is doing between the office visits. And that it can be a very important data set for a physician when thinking about their patients and thinking about what type of care that patient needs. So that is a very a discrete value proposition for independent physicians. Now, for provider institutions, large academic centers, ACOs, they have a strong interest in treating patients that need treatment, as opposed to seeing patients who are basically fine and are coming in for a routine checkup. If they are able to distribute the delivery of care outside of their on-site premises to a home and fill their appointment books with patients that really need treatments rather than those who are just there to see if they're okay, then that's going to create financial benefits for the provider institution and also potentially a more streamlined workflow within within that institution. So those are two related value propositions for different entities, but we think they're both very powerful.
Great. And just finally, how do you see Digicite moving forward and what news can we anticipate coming from the company this year other than an Android version of the test?
Yeah. So we are a revenue generating company, as you mentioned, and as more and more provider institutions and other customers are pushing for better ways to deliver care from a financial and workflow perspective, as well as delivering care from a patient perspective, we think those are all the drivers that put us in our commercial stage status today and will continue to support revenue growth going forwards. So in terms of what we're doing from a company perspective, growing the team is a priority for us this year and expanding our market presence. So our team is truly excellent in terms of having deep expertise and backgrounds in both software development as well as medical devices. And that's really what you need to make it work within this space, is to have a solid background in both areas. And given the momentum that we've established in the last year, we have a need to add bandwidth in both sides of the equation. So we will be expanding the team significantly this year. We'll also be launching new products, which I can't talk about right now, but new products which we think will be meaningful for providers and for research institutions in ophthalmology and potentially in adjacent specialties going forward. So it's we anticipate 2015 to be a very exciting year for the company.
Terrific. All right. Well, Doug Foster of Digicite, I appreciate you taking some time today.
Thank you very much.
Thanks again, Doug Foster, for joining us on the podcast. Next week, I'll have a conversation with John Norris of Silicon Valley Bank. He'll give us a preview of his report that he'll be bringing out in the spring. Please tune in next week for that conversation. And don't forget to join us at OAS and ASSERS. We'll see you in San Diego.
Join the Surgical Ophthalmology Innovators on April 16th in San Diego for OIS at ASCRS, where you will see and meet the leading companies and clinicians. The now expanded program features a showcase of emerging technologies to treat the most pressing anterior segment diseases, while also including plenary talks and discussions around business, regulatory, and finance. Hear what Jim Mazo has to say.
I would tell you that OIS is now the come-to meeting in ophthalmology. And the reason is you're able to bring industry, practitioners, innovators in one audience discussing not what's happening today, but what's happening tomorrow. Very rarely do you have a meeting where you're discussing the future of an industry. You're usually talking about the present. And that's why people come to this meeting, because they're hearing about things today that will impact our industry tomorrow.
Visit OIS.net and sign up today.